Dealing with chemicals is part of everyday life, from fragrances you put on your skin in the morning to liquids used for washing up or pesticides put on weeds in the garden. But a new study has found that almost one in five Australians have a sensitivity to these common chemicals and their health is suffering as a result. Jonathan Hare reports.
If you've ever walked into a perfume shop and sneezed, it might be because you have a chemical sensitivity and you've just had a low-level exposure to a fragrance.
The important point is that you sneeze, and that's your body saying you're being exposed to something, causing an adverse reaction, and not to continue to expose yourself to it.
That's Professor Anne Steineman from the University of Melbourne, an expert on environmental pollutants and air quality. She's been studying how many Australians have been regularly exposed to common chemicals and what that means for their health. The research has been published in the Preventative Medicine Reports Journal.
So I conducted a nationally representative population survey of Australians covering all regions and demographic groups. And so the survey was of nearly 1,100 people. So it was an epidemiological survey. And so what I found was nearly one-fifth of Australians are classified as chemically sensitive. And of all Australians, 6.5% are medically diagnosed with multiple chemical sensitivity.
Just about any chemical, from fragrances to pesticides, can bring on a reaction.
They are common consumer products. So we're talking about fragrance products, such as laundry detergents, air fresheners, cleaning supplies, even personal care products, as well as other types of petrochemical-based products such as renovation materials. So these are products and sources that are ubiquitous in society. And the important thing is that people are getting sick from them. They affect everybody in some way, but some people are just more exquisitely sensitive to them.
And multiple chemical sensitivity, or MCS, is bad news for people with the condition.
It's a very serious and real and physical disease. It comes from exposure to chemicals that we know are pollutants. These sources such as automobile fumes, diesel exhaust, new paints and carpets and fragrance cleaning products. So it's not surprising that if high levels of these chemicals can be, in some cases, lethal or cause really serious damage, that lower levels can nonetheless have adverse effects. It's really a disease that emerged with the advent of a lot of these petrochemical pollutants. So the fact that 6.5% of Australians are already medically diagnosed with that, this is an important point.
So how do common chemical exposure levels in Australia stack up around the world? Well, Professor Steineman has investigated the same issue in the United States. The problem is worse there, but she believes Australia is heading down the same track.
Nearly a fourth of Americans are chemically sensitive, with about half of those individuals medically diagnosed with MCS, or multiple chemical sensitivity. Looks like Australians are on the same path as America. And one of my concerns is that the more people are exposed to these chemicals, the higher the likelihood that they're going to develop a full-blown multiple chemical sensitivities. And once you get MCS, there's no turning back. Then you become very sensitive to everyday products and chemicals in society.
Professor Anne Steineman from the University of Melbourne speaking with Jonathan Hare.